This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Kicking off the second hour of the program. Phones are open, as always, if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. We do have our own social media site. Apparently, in the news today, there's some talk about Elon Musk suing Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook. He's apparently sent a letter to Mark Zuckerberg claiming that he believes that Meta has engaged in, quote, systematic, willful, and unlawful misappropriation of Twitter's trade secrets and other intellectual property. Now, I don't know if there's any basis for this because, like, what is it that Twitter does that's so special, right? Like, it's just a social media platform where you post microblogs, as I think they're called, and you can share them. I mean, essentially, Mastodon does the exact same thing. And I suspect Twitter isn't suing Mastodon because Mastodon barely exists as an organization. You know, it's just an open source project, whereas, obviously, Meta has billions and billions of dollars. So I presume that's what's going on here. If you want to try out Mastodon, we do have our own server. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there. And unlike Meta and Twitter, we don't have any kind of real serious rules on what you can and can't post. There are a couple of rules. One of them is we don't want spam. So there's actually a question that you have to ask or that you have to answer to get into the server, which just simply asks you, you know, why are you here? How did you find us? Why are you here? That kind of thing. And if you give an answer that makes you sound like a human being instead of a spam bot, then you'll get in. The only other rule is no snitching. If you don't like what somebody says, then just leave them alone and hit the block button. Don't report their post to us. We don't care if you don't like it. Because you know, you're free to post your opinions over at social.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls here. Pete is in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
So I was calling today just to talk about the pork chops that Bonnie had made, and I wanted to launch the first meme coin on Dash Digital Cash Network.
I don't think you can do that, at least not that I'm aware. I'm pretty sure Dash doesn't have tokens.
I know, so it doesn't have an EVM capability to launch a token on it?
No, as far as I know, it does not have that.
So I did misspeak. It wouldn't be on the actual Dash network, but it would be in a liquidity pool paired to Dash.
Okay.
So it directly support it.
Okay. So what are you going to call it?
Bonnie's Pork Chops Free Talk Live.
All right, well, you know, let us know when it gets listed on CoinGecko or CoinMarketCap.
Yeah. I'll get it on there ASAP, and I'll call you guys back.
I look forward to it.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, I think that you know, realistically, obviously he's joking, but realistically you don't want to back your cryptocurrency with pork chops because, well, they'll go bad very quickly. And, you know, you don't want to back your cryptocurrency with bananas. You don't want to back it with all kinds of different things that can spoil. You want to use, well, I think precious metals are a pretty good backing for a cryptocurrency.
I'm thinking that's probably what BRICS is going to end up doing. That's how they're going to roll out their CBDC. And their CBDC will be backed by whatever gold holdings they say they have.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to be rolled into a CBDC. Mm-hmm. That is an excellent question. I know China's already got one.
Yeah.
China already has a CBDC. So that's what makes me think that this is not going to be for the people. This for those just tuning in, we're talking about the BRICS gold-backed currency project that apparently is moving forward to some extent. We don't know when and where this is going to happen,
but I don't think China is going to allow its people to get their hands on an actual gold-backed currency. So that's why I suspect that this is just going to be for nation states.
Yeah, government should be powerful. People should be powerless.
This is what they believe.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's Ian, Matt, and Bonnie here in the studio tonight. Let's talk to Ricky. He's in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you there, Brother Ian. Brother Matt, pleasure to meet you.
Nice. What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Well, Miss Bonnie, good evening.
Hello.
Well, you know, hey, you know, I was thinking about this, and you read my mind kind of, because I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about this, and I did say it on the air that last week's show, that this week's show with Miss Bonnie as host would be better, and it was. And I have a couple observations, if I may.
Thank you.
Now, of that night, you know, the only regular callers that called was me, actually had a tie into my call, and Sarah, who did whatever she did. The regulars are gone. You know what I say? Good. Because I tell you what was there, a bunch of new, fresh callers. Now, I have serious issue with one of the regulars. I don't think I'm even going to dignify his name, but he had certain comments to make to the captain concerning Miss Bynum. He's out of line. I think there's something funny going on with this, and you don't need these, quote, regular callers. Because I think that.
Oh, no, I agree. I totally agree. And I definitely.
I think that's scaring people off.
I definitely appreciate it when we get new callers or irregular callers or
whatever. Yeah, I forgot his name, but I liked that guy from Utah yesterday. Just kind of going off on some of the conspiracy type things he.
Well, plus, it was cool the guy that didn't even know where you guys were at.
Well, I mean, if you're new to the show, you don't necessarily know.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, I did want to say that. And, you know, I don't, screw it. I don't like Major Payne. I really don't. I don't like it for a million reasons. I'm not going to get in tonight. It's going to come. But you don't need him.
He said something bad about me to Captain?
He did. If I remember correctly, Captain was on. I only caught
all right,
part of
man. It. Sounds like we got ourselves a caller beef here.
Caller beef.
Well, yeah. No, he was just really—he was angry, and he was saying,
"Well, probably got a little drunk."
I can say this, but that girl, I can't this and that. I don't want to sound like that Ricky guy, you know. I swear, you know, whatever.
Okay.
But he's not very good. He's not a great caller.
Thank you for the input. Did you have anything else you were calling about?
Yeah, tonight? I did actually. And I'm looking forward to the next show, and I think as it's going, Wednesday nights are going to be one of my favorites. But no doubt, I love it with the fresh callers, and you know, I noticed it sounded like a certain famous host I know, but you know, it's going to get even better as time goes on. You know,
Mark sounded like a famous host.
Yeah, Mark said that I have a terrible voice for radio, and so do all women.
That's an awful
thing to
say.
You sounded identical to Brother Ian throughout the whole show, Miss Bonnie.
who does she sound like that's famous to you, Ricky?
That was you. I was kind of making a joke, Ian.
Oh, I thought you said Bonnie sounded like someone famous.
Yeah, you!
Oh, okay. No, I don't think so.
So here's the one comment I want to make. That being said, you know, I was listening, and, you know, I wanted to say thank you to you, Miss Bonnie, for being respectful the past two nights. When you announced me, but if I used the word cute and that sounded like creepy, it wasn't meant that way. It was meant very affectionately.
Oh, I don't just mean you. There is a guy, and I won't say his name.
Oh, you didn't mean me. I'm sorry.
No. She said she didn't just mean you.
Well, okay.
Well, if you keep calling me Ricky from the Commonwealth, I'll love you for it. Hopefully that's all right. But go ahead.
That might have came off as meaner than I meant. There was a way creepier guy that lived in Florida that would call in just to say something again, Bonnie. I love your voice.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
And it was so creepy.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Ricky, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You guys had brought up in the discussion during the first hour about BRICS, talking about North Korea and China, some of the most oppressive countries on the planet. North Korea generally considered the worst, I think, if you look at like the index of economic freedom, for instance, North Korea is down there at the bottom of the list, down there with Venezuela. Yeah, it pretty much is. It's like down there with Venezuela, basically. And I think Venezuela ranks higher than North Korea only because you can actually get some statistics from Venezuela from independent sources, and North Korea, you you just have to take whatever the state gives you. So you have no idea what's actually really going on there from an economic standpoint, unless you can talk to somebody who's managed to escape. But every now and then, you do hear news about what is allegedly going on in North Korea, and this one caught my eye recently. It's from the Express over in the UK, express.co.uk. Headline, Kim Jong-un facing revolt as North Koreans call for the U.S. to attack their country.
Whoa.
Though quietly and behind closed doors, North Koreans are turning against Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un in what could see the country crumble. North Korea is described as the Hermit Kingdom, the world's last fully fledged autocracy. It is presided over by Kim Jong-un, the 39-year-old Supreme Leader who controls every minute detail of his people, from their being able to travel and wear leather coats, to their food supplies and choice of haircut, as you pointed out earlier, Bonnie.
No, you pointed that out. I just was, like, really sad about that.
No, I pointed that out.
Oh, you
okay,
pointed
sorry.
It out, but it wasn't me. I never heard of it before until tonight.
Now you know. No
one... It just made me sad because, like, I tried a new hairstyle tonight just because I felt like it. And just the idea that you're not even allowed to do things with your own body in that country is very sad.
Yeah, you can't. I'm pretty sure you can't wear blue jeans in North Korea, if I recall correctly, as well. But I could be wrong about the detail. Like, there's certain types
like
of clothes that are just...
country club?
Yeah, they're not allowed.
Just kidding.
No one can leave North Korea, and very few can enter. But there are rumbles, murmurs, that things might be changing. North Koreans have lived well below the poverty line for decades. The country's infamous famine lasted for 4 years between 1994 and 1998, and is perhaps one of the most gruesome and heartbreaking tales of a struggle for survival, one which saw stories of cannibalism and pure desperation. Of course, it's worth pointing out the reason why they had a famine is because communism.
Yeah. Because happened in China, too, with the cannibalism.
Lily Tang was talking about that, wasn't she?
She said in Sichuan, where she grew up, people obviously couldn't bear to eat their own children, but they had to eat something, so they would trade children, dead children, with their neighbors so they could eat each other's children. And
that's about as ghoulish as you could possibly get.
Awful.
It's crazy. I'd never heard that before.
So, yeah, communism fails. It fails every time. And it usually fails in a spectacularly disastrous manner of just unending destruction and death.
And it's not the politicians that are going to pay the price unless you're Ceausescu.
Yeah, no, they eat well, typically.
Yeah, they eat well. The Ceausescu success story was a beautiful one.
What is that?
They dragged him and his wife out in front of a brick wall, and they just shot him to death.
Who did?
The military, actually.
This is Russia?
This is Romania.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah. So you can talk to Virgil about that one if you ever run
So he
that.
Was the, what, president or something?
Yes. And yeah, he was the communist dictator of Romania for decades.
Was it a coup? Was it a military coup?
Yeah, when it all fell apart, they famously were, it was all videoed for the world to see. They dragged him and his wife out in their fur coats and their opulence, and they dragged him out of the streets and just cut him down. Like five or six guys.
Until then, though, he ate really well.
He died with a full belly, no doubt.
The country is at a turning point. Its economy continues to shrink. Shortages of crucial items are growing, and the population is no longer entirely ignorant of the outside world, thanks to the advent of the internet and social media, despite those things being controlled by the state. And, of course, as you know, that you know we've talked about people smuggling drugs into prisons here in the United States, right? That's a possibility. It happens all the time. You can get drugs in prison. It shows the futility of the war on drugs, right? Like, if the point being, if you can't stop drugs from getting into your own high security, maximum security prisons, then how could you ever expect to stop drugs from getting in
people's houses
to the rest
on
of the
street.
Country? Yeah. And so, same thing's true in North Korea. You just have to think of North Korea as the prison, right? So there's barbed wire, and there's guard posts, and there's, you're literally living in a prison country. You can't just leave it. And in order to get things in from the outside, you do what the prisoners do. You smuggle those things in. And luckily now you can smuggle flash drives in places where the sun don't shine if you need to. And then the few people that do have devices that can accept, you know, a flash drive would then be able to watch a television show from South Korea, for instance, or a movie from the United States or whatever. And so this literally is something that people do, is they smuggle in flash drives into North Korea. You'll get probably executed if you get caught doing it or thrown into a prison labor camp, but It happens. So, so there are increased efforts by neighbors to expose their former compatriots to life outside. In 2020, North Korea further cut itself off from the world after the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. It sent an already isolated country into the depths of the backwaters. A recent BBC investigation found that the situation in the country is the worst it has been since the 90s and the fateful famine, with vital supply routes cut off and increased interference in people's lives widespread. Three ordinary people were secretly interviewed by the broadcaster with the help of the publication Daily NK, which collaborates with a network of sources in the country. The North Koreans spoke of fear that they will either starve to death, as did their ancestors, or be executed for even the smallest flouting of the rules. Some even admitted they longed for an attack by the United States in order to put an end to the tyrannical regime.
Well,
among the people interviewed included a woman living in Pyongyang, which is the capital, a construction worker living near the Chinese border, and a market trader in the north of the country. The woman in Pyongyang said she knew of a family of three who had starved to death in their home. Given the name Ji Yun to protect her...
recently? Even though the
sounds like she's talking about recently. Yeah. If there is a famine going on in North Korea, the North Korean government is not likely to announce it. Right, so you would have to find out from people who have escaped that something like that is going on. She said, quote, "We knocked on their door to give them water, but nobody answered. The authorities were called and went inside to find the family dead." John Ho, the construction worker, who also was given a fake name, said food supplies are so scarce that five people in his village had died from starvation. He said, "At first I was afraid of dying from COVID, but then I began to worry about starving to death." In 2020, North Korea stopped importing grain.
That's kind of crazy to think even North Koreans were sitting around, like, scared of COVID. That's crazy.
The North Korean government denied any kind of existence of COVID for some amount of time in the beginnings of COVID. Then I think at some point they changed their story about that. So for a while, COVID didn't exist in North Korea.
And if you couldn't get any good information and you know that, I guess I could see them being afraid that, like, oh, China's finally done it. They're trying to get rid of all of us. And because at the very beginning of COVID, I wasn't scared of COVID because, like, a cold. I was afraid that they weaponized something crazy and released it to kill us all. I thought the zombie apocalypse is happening or whatever.
Hey, this house, once upon a time, Ian's laughing already, had a brown handle on the entryway. I would spray that thing. I would follow these guys around like preschool children. I sprayed the top of Chris Wade's head with Clorox water because they were coming in. Who knows where they've been? I was spraying down everything, and I turned that brown door handle blonde over a few months. You want to talk about freaking out about COVID when it first hit? Because nobody else is, you know.
But you were scared of it for like the same reason as me. Like,
I thought it was, you know.
Yep.
This is it.
Yeah, I thought that, right? Yeah, this was it. Like, all the
videos from China. You remember all those fake-ass videos of people, like, keeling over?
Mm-hmm.
Which was
probably
just straight-up propaganda, right?
Probably.
You never saw those?
I never saw
them.
That
was very, very early on.
Right in, like, the first week or two, right?
Yeah. Me and my friend were sitting in his driveway, like, the end of December 2019. And he pulled up a news story and said, apparently, like, nine people died of some new virus in China. And I was like, oh, my God, that's creepy. What if they're going to do something with this? And it wasn't, like, really big until, like, 2 weeks later.
I was on my way to Costa Rica late November, and I was already, like, arming up with, you know, tons of diet of like a really world-class face mask that I wore everywhere. And I remember walking into JFK. I flew out of JFK and like the TSA followed me around.
Because you had a mask.
I had a face mask and some random guy.
It was not okay then.
I don't know who he worked for, but he was like one of the airline employees, but he was friends with all the TSA people and they're all looking at me really suspiciously. And he just walks up to me. He's like, "Hey, why are you wearing that mask?" I was like, "Well, there's a new disease coming out of China and, you know, I don't want to get it." And he just starts laughing at me. And he starts laughing at, like, he just got done telling them he figured that's why I was wearing it. And then I verified his suspicion. And they all looked at me very, very suspiciously. On the way back from Costa Rica is when the news started to break worldwide that this is, I mean, It was already out, but people don't pay attention to anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if it's not rubbed in your face by the mainstream media, you don't know about it. We do, but average people don't. And finally, there was a Swiss couple sitting on the plane next to me, and they looked over at me and they said, "We wish we had a mask as good as yours. We want to go home." Like, they were afraid of everything. So it really started to hit while the one weekend I was in Costa Rica. So
traveling during that time would have been creepy.
Yeah.
In 2020, North Korea stopped importing grain from China. It also stopped buying fertilizers.
Wait, I just want to point out, is it really, really smart that Ian was never, ever scared? Or...
I bought him a face mask. I went to Home Depot and cleared out every N99 mask they had and brought it. I was like, "Ian, I got one for you, too." And he's like, "I'm never going to wear that." "Just take it back. I'm never going to wear it." And he's stone-faced, dead serious. He's never going to wear it.
After, like, maybe a month of it being really big, like, okay, supposedly San Antonio was one of the places that one of the ground zero people in China that was American got shipped back, and they were allowed to come to San Antonio, and a big story happened that apparently they didn't pay attention to him, and he got to walk around North Star Mall right by my house and was touching things, and everybody started really freaking out, and that was probably the beginning of March or the end of February. So why did I bring that up? I can't remember. Okay, so at that time, I was freaked out for about a whole, like, month. Me and the person I lived with at the time were always checking the death rates in each country and stuff like that. And about a month into it, I started saying, "I don't know anyone who's gotten it, and I don't know anybody who's sick." But before that, I would wear a mask everywhere. I had, like, this little old chapstick that I would use to punch in the number onto my gates and into my apartments instead of touching it. Even though I was touching the chapstick every day, I don't know. And, like, I couldn't see through my glasses because I didn't have contacts because I'd have the mask on and gloves at HEB, the grocery store.
Oh, wow.
I would just take off my glasses and then be basically lost. I couldn't see either way.
But China can export a mean flu, but can they export wheat?
Well, apparently they can, yes. But the North Koreans stopped importing the grain that China was willing to export to them. They also stopped buying fertilizers and machinery needed to grow food in 2020.
Wow. Just denying that they need it?
I have no idea what the official reason for that was. It's not entirely clear, says the Express, if Pyongyang is truly desperate for money. As reports suggest, Russia has secured deals with the country for things like commercial aircraft, raw materials, and commodities in exchange for weapons and munitions. These goods, however, seem not to be reaching those in need. Kim continues to pump money into North Korea's nuclear arsenal, with 2022 witnessing a record number of missile tests. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. We can tell you more about people getting pretty tired of the domination over their economy and their lives in North Korea. Is there going to be a revolt?
Finally? Military would revolt.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The House Freedom Caucus has ousted Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Maryland Republican Andy Harris, a board member of the group, told Politico a vote was recently taken to remove Greene. Greene and fellow caucus member Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado got into a heated argument on the House floor in which Greene referred to her with an expletive. President Biden is highlighting new clean energy manufacturing investments in South Carolina.
Jobs that used to go to Mexico, India, Romania, and China are now coming home.
Speaking from West Columbia, Biden announced a new partnership between solar and battery company Enphase Energy and manufacturing firm Flex. He says will create 600 new jobs in South Carolina and 1,800 jobs nationwide. The Mega Millions lottery drawing for Friday night is up to $427 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the latest from North Korea. We haven't done a North Korea story here on Free Talk Live in some time. And the claim, because that's all you get really in North Korea, is just people making claims. It's hard to get any real evidence of what's actually going on. There's a purported potential revolt that may be brewing behind closed doors. In North Korea, they say Kim Jong-un may be facing revolt as some North Koreans are calling for the United States to attack their country in order to liberate them, I suppose.
I'm sad that they live in a fantasy land where they think the United States stands up for what is right.
Yeah, well, they, of course, if you believe what the people say who've escaped from North Korea, the United States is the great Satan to the people of North Korea. Purportedly, they're the ones who are attacking North Korea all the time, and that's why the power goes out constantly. The United States is attacking the power grid there. It doesn't have to do with the failure of communism and central planning. It's the United States government who is sending in, attack squads and bombing or whatever it is that they're doing.
Those interviews with those people saying that they hope that the United States attacks kind of shows that maybe most of them don't believe that. Or a lot of them, at least, don't believe that. Because we wish the United States would attack. And
it is a good question of how many of the North Koreans believe what the government says. And it's another thing that's really hard to get a handle on. Because you can't just go down into the streets of North Korea and ask people questions. Right? Because they're not allowed to tell you the truth.
How did those interviews come out?
Secretly. They were, the BBC had a contact with, what's the organization? NK, Daily NK. Which is a publication that reports on North Korea using underground correspondents who are in North Korea. So they
found some people through Daily NK that were willing to talk on the condition of anonymity, and those are the people that they did the interviews with. But you can't just go onto the streets with a clipboard and a pretty lady and ask people a bunch of questions about, you know, what's life like? How you liking Kim Jong-un? You know, you can't do that stuff, because if you tried it, you would just be lied to by people. So you may be talking to individuals who do not believe the government, do not trust Kim Jong-un, want to see an end to the regime, but if they say anything like that, then they could be rounded up and put into a death camp. So it's like they're going to tell you what you, if you were able to ask those questions, they would just simply tell you whatever the official government line is. And you would have no way of actually measuring what the true undercurrent of upset might potentially be.
How do they have so many people if it's such bad conditions? Like, how do you...
I mean, have you seen India? There's a ton of people there. The human animal is fairly resilient.
There are people in India whose job it is to go down into manholes, blind, with no light, into raw sewage.
Oh, God.
To unclog these giant drains, and that is their job. And they hold their breath while under, not water, but raw sewage.
They
swim down in there, and then they swim back up out of the manhole cover, and that is their job. Human-animal resilience is right.
Yeah.
They will do whatever it takes to stay alive. Humans are really dangerous monkeys. Whenever I see that meme about... You know, I don't know if maybe you've seen it, but there's a meme that shows, like, you know, this perfect sunny day neighborhood with perfectly mowed, manicured lawns.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I think it's actually a pro-gun meme or something, but it says, I have guns because this is an anomaly.
Like this, in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Like this whole, you know, prosperity and carefree thinking type stuff is an anomaly. And it really is an anomaly. Like, that hasn't existed throughout time. And the only reason it probably ever really did come into existence is the really hard work of people who were free to do really hard work on their own and keep what they earned and figure out how to spend it the best way they knew how and develop communities around that type of thinking.
So, without an actual famine, you will see the population of any place continue to grow, right? Just because it can subsist on relatively little, and without a famine situation, you still have relatively little. With famine, then you're literally eating grass and people are dying. But what they're saying here in this article is that they may be entering similar conditions now in North Korea, because you do have stories about people starving to death in their own homes, and so that is an indicator that the famine may be back. But again, it would be very hard to gather what's really going on, because there's no real means of reporting on on North Korea, with the exception of the occasional rumor or whatever it is that people claim. Myung-suk, one of these three people that they spoke to, the market trader, used to own a relatively booming medicine business, earning enough to keep herself afloat. She now struggles to feed herself and her family, so she started to sell smuggled medicines. It would prove to be the biggest risk of her life.
Thing, there is really underground markets in even the most closed down of economies anywhere.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that was what, when we did have the people from Liberty in North Korea that you mentioned come to Keene and speak. They were doing a speaking tour all around the country, and we invited them here, and they came. Because anybody that's willing to listen, they're willing to talk.
For sure.
And they were talking about I think it's a documentary entitled The Jang Madang Generation, or it might be a book, one or the other, maybe both. But Jang Madang means underground market, basically, or black market. And they were talking about how, at the time at least, now whether this is true now, I don't know, but at the time, I was giving Kim Jong-un credit because he was looking the other way about these black markets, because they're illegal, right? Like, if you're selling underground medicines or you're selling underground whatever,
if
food,
that's the definition.
Yeah, it's you're breaking the law. And so they were letting people know that these things were happening without really any penalty. And the reason was, supposedly, because Kim Jong-un knew that the state system was failing people. He couldn't imagine this. Like, we talked earlier about how Kim Jong-un went to college in Europe, So the idea being that, let's just speculate, that Kim Jong-un isn't as much of a monster as his father and his grandfather were. He was raised, he's 39 now, so in the 1990s during the famine, he would have been a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't, you know, unless they completely kept him from it, like the story of the Buddha, where he was completely cut off from the actual, from seeing the horrors of what was going on with the people of his country. If he was aware of it, then he may have internalized that at some level, and then when he took control of the country, the theory was that, well, maybe he's looking the other way on purpose. Maybe the black markets are being allowed to operate because he knows this is how people are eating. Mm-hmm. That this is how people are making money. This is how people are feeding their families, etc. And that's kind of like the theory. The theory being he was put in when his father died, but not necessarily because anything besides the fact that he was his father's son, right? And now he's got to deal with the party people, right? The Communist Party that is in control in North Korea, who are also very powerful individuals, right? Like the military generals and whoever else is the high upper echelons of the Communist Party there, many of whom may be as old as his father or, you know, grandfatherly kind of ages, people who've held these positions for a very, very long time. He's coming in as the new kid, the chubby little son, who's, you know, what's he going to do? Like, if he actually wanted to change things.
Well, is he just a puppet?
He can't, right? He can't.
Yeah.
So, is he a puppet? I don't know. And this is all speculation. He may be as much of a monster as his own father. But he couldn't, like, end communism, right? He's not the god to the people of North Korea as his grandfather is. They haven't had that kind of propagandizing surrounding him.
Is all his family dead?
His dad and his grandfather are dead.
But he's got uncles and a sister and...
I think he put his uncle to death.
I heard that they fed his uncle to some dogs or something.
Yeah, that happened.
Does he have brothers?
I don't know. I think he does have.
He's got a sister, but yeah. I've heard the sister is even a larger psychopath
cold.
Than he is.
Yeah,
she's like
supposedly.
Ice cold.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like
did
a
she
monster.
Go to school outside?
I don't know her story.
I believe so. I believe she did.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, but yeah, I don't know. So anyway, that's like the theory, right? Like that he was allowing the black markets. He wasn't cracking down on them, knowing that they exist, just allowing them. I don't know if that's still true. I don't know, you know, what the interactions are between him and these Communist Party people, but that was the theory. So anyway, let's continue with this story. So this woman was saying she was smuggling, or rather selling, smuggled medicines, and she was caught. She had to bribe an official with, quote, money I didn't have. I barely got away with it, she told the investigation. With new clampdowns, Myung-suk has been monitored by the state ever since. In what is a blunt yet risky admission, Chan Ho, the construction worker, blamed the international community for not challenging Kim, going as far as to say he wished the United States would attack his country. He said, quote, the U.S. and U.N. seem half-witted. Only with a war and by getting rid of the entire leadership can we survive. Let's end this one way or another. Myung-suk agreed, saying, if there was a war, people would turn their backs on our government. That's the reality.
That's not how good revolutions occur,
yeah.
Though. They
come from the outside, you mean?
It's yeah. Never going to happen from the outside. I mean, in the American Revolution, the French kicked in because the French had a vested interest, right? Mm-hmm. They also hated Britain with a passion. So it was easy for Ben Franklin to approach the French and say, hey, we can use a little backup on this if you don't mind. So they ran static. You know, the French ran static for the U.S., the American irregulars.
Did they actually fight on the American land with us?
Yeah. Yep. Oh. Yeah, there were French legions. And, I mean, there's places all over the Northeast called, you know, named after French generals and stuff like that. In New York, we have, within 10 miles of each other, we have Fayetteville and Lafayette, which are named after the Marquis of Lafayette, who committed a huge battalion of troops to fight the revolution with the Americans. So
think about the mentality, and I think you're right about this. Like, it has to be up to the people to get rid of these control freaks.
Yeah, not trying to be mean to him, but it's a little irresponsible to be like, well, you guys are stupid. Hurry up and bomb us.
Yeah, but you got to think they've also been raised as children their entire lives.
Yes, that was the point I was going to make. Think about the mindset of the average North Korean who has been propagandized. Mm-hmm. heavier probably than any other people on the planet. They are so dependent,
mm-hmm.
right, on the status quo.
Americans are too.
I was saying, that's coming from us Americans.
That is. These guys are probably worse off. I mean, they're so dependent and so afraid. I mean, Americans are afraid too, but they don't really realize it, right? Like, they know they're paying taxes, but they don't really know, like, they haven't really thought really hard about what's going to happen if they don't.
It's really
a problem.
Sad. It's yeah. a sad situation when somebody does know, they figure that out, mm-hmm. they start to get a little fired up, but then they, like, have kids or have something else in their life that they care about, and then they suddenly become really scared, and then they pull
yes.
back from all of it.
I want to know how bad it has to get before the average person finally takes stock and said, there's no one coming. It's mm-hmm. up to us. It's
yeah.
up to me.
I don't know if that'll ever happen in North Korea, because the people there are so afraid. Remember, there's punishment for you and your family if you get caught working
right.
against the government. And so it's not just, it would be one thing if you were just putting your ass on the line. And it's a whole other thing when you're if you were willing to take the risk, and then you think, oh, wait, they're going to kill my children.
Right.
They're going to kill my grandmother. They're going to abduct my family.
They're going to erase my family name.
Yeah. They're going to torture
them.
They're going to put them in a prison camp at best. They may kill them. The best case scenario is they'll go to a hard labor prison camp.
I think the
camp.
Best would be just being killed.
Yep. The best
well,
would
yeah.
be killed.
That's a good point.
Instead of
yeah.
like starving is a terrible way to die.
Well, they did say that you can pick bits of corn out of fecal matter at the prison camp in order to sustain yourself if you're really hungry.
Oh, my God.
That's what some people have reported who've managed to get out of these places. So you can understand why somebody would say to themselves, well, I sure do hope someone else comes in and solves our problem for us, because they are living in a state of fear that we can't even imagine, right? Like, it is hard to really imagine what to empathize with that person, because as bad as we've got it, it ain't that bad by comparison here. And I say that as somebody who's under federal lock and key, basically,
right, yeah.
under bail conditions. So going on, Ji Yun, the woman who lives in Pyongyang, wanted nothing more than to live in a society that didn't go hungry and spy on one another. Governments around the world have done little in the way of communicating with Kim. The most progress was made under former President Donald Trump when he visited the demilitarized zone in 2019, in the process becoming the first sitting president to enter North Korea. We talked a lot about that here on Free Talk Live when it happened, because it really was a momentous kind of occasion. Donald Trump deserves, I think, a lot of credit for trying to make some inroads there.
He's making friends with Saudi Arabia, North Korea, and Russia.
Yeah, it was an epic move on his part. It was a really memorable thing.
Yeah, unfortunately, it didn't end up panning out in the long run. It didn't end up ending the Korean War officially, which was what they were supposedly working towards. And of course, Trump's out of office at this point. Maybe he'll rekindle that if he gets reelected. But anyway, while many at the time believed it could be a moment the North Koreans were granted greater freedoms, others simply claimed it was a PR stunt for Trump that bore little for the country's people. The visit was fleeting, and no progress was made in its aftermath. North Korea has few, if any, allies. It has ties to 164 independent states, but China is recognized as perhaps its only real and significant partner, as the pair share an 840-mile-long border. Even then, many say China only puts up with North Korea rather than encourages it. Wang Chenjun and Richard McGregor, writing for The Interpreter, said a combination of China's desire for peace and stability, tensions with the U.S. and Taiwan, the uncertainty of South Korea's position, and competition with Washington are all factors Beijing considers when propping up the Hermit Kingdom. Sokil Park, who represents the Liberty in North Korea group, Link, which I mentioned earlier, which supports North Korean escapees, said there is, quote, a devastating tragedy unfolding in the country. For now, North Koreans struggle to survive the day-to-day, unable to look to the future. So, I wouldn't say there was a whole lot in that particular story about a revolt under Kim Jong-un, but I hope that they have something. I hope something happens for
these
people.
North Korea seems like a social experiment of epic proportions to find out how far into just being a kept animal human beings can be.
Mm-hmm.
You see every once in a while these dogs that are so emaciated, they're tied up to a stick and they could bite their owner. They could bite and kill and eat their owner and get a nice fat meal, but they won't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if this is just a test to see how far the human animal can be pushed on a broad scale. Because that's all North Korea is.
That's what I was thinking about, like the Chinese lockdowns. It was so irrational. It was
They're
like the
welding
end of COVID.
People into their buildings.
Mm-hmm.
It was
and
like,
then the buildings would catch on fire.
Yep.
People would get COVID and not that many people were dying. It obviously, I mean, first layer, it obviously wasn't to stop the spread of COVID. And they didn't really believe that. I think that it was, you know, like an experiment, like you're saying, or just a way to scare people so bad into not, you know, this is what we can do and we'll do it again type of thing.
In other North Korean news, apparently, according to Fox News, in a story published yesterday, North Korean citizens are now going maskless in large groups, indicating the country has rolled back their intense COVID-19 restrictions.
Dang. So
yep, their blanket mask requirements have been ended as of the beginning of July. So,
Whoa.
A little bit of good news.
2023, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, the U.S. federal government just ended its state of emergency, didn't they, within the last few months on COVID-19? Mm-hmm. So, anyway, if you want to comment on North Korea, by all means, feel free to weigh in here. I've always found it to be just, you know, fascinating, like a train wreck is fascinating. You have to look. It's absolutely just horrifying, the things that have allegedly gone on over there. I've read some books, at least one book about it while I was in, I think it was while I was in jail. And then I've seen a few different documentaries, and it's just, it's something else. It really is something else. I mean, if you want to really learn what the worst of the worst is in the world right now, then look to North Korea. I mean, China's bad, Russia's bad, North Korea's worse than both of these places. And we only know a fraction of the story because we only hear so much from the people that are able to escape. Let's go to the phones. We have Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it occurs to me that failure of Trump to actually make much progress with North Korea was by design. I'm pretty certain that the enemies of the U.S. are cherished in a lot of ways, whether it's China, whether it's, you know, North Korea, Venezuela.
Cherished by whom?
By the U.S. government.
Why?
Like the deep state?
Yes, of course, the deep state wants to keep the conflict going forward. I mean, if we really achieved peace across the globe, you know, that put a lot of friggin' deep staters out of business.
Yep.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. I think in order to get rid of the deep state, you first have to get rid of the state.
Indeed.
If there is a state, there will always be a deep state.
Well, and they're just kind of, less in the front of things, less obvious to us. You know, they've got a huge bureaucracy, even if you somehow discount the deep state, but the deep state is, it depends on there being an enemy.
What I really think that the deep state is are master psychologists, like people who know how the human brain works, and they aren't afraid of running out of power because they know that as soon as something starts to happen, they know how to spin the situation on the media or, you know, what propaganda to put out, what situation to make seem like it's happening, to twist everyone's minds about what's happening and make people, right now, it's just like, ignore it. Or if something big was happening, like a mutiny in North Korea, they'd start operation like, there's this other war, the group of neo-Nazis that are in the North Korean, right? Ranks.
Right.
You don't want the neo-Nazis to win, do you?
right.
Hey, thanks, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. I got to disagree with him on this. I'm with you on this one, Matt. That the state is the problem. The deep state, to me, is just this, whether they exist or not, is just a political distraction.
Yeah, I think they exist, but I think whenever you have something like a state, whenever there's a concentration of power, the worst people and the biggest dirtbags who are power seekers are going to do whatever it takes to fall into that power, you know, get themselves into that power. And that can be as benign, which it's not really benign, as your local cop.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be as bad and as egotistical and self-serving as a politician. But the truly bad ones are the ones that want to control the politicians and the cops. And those guys stay off the radar. But they are absolutely in the depths of the deep state. We're not talking about even corporate dirtbags that are getting into the government. These are probably the same old central banking institutions mm-hmm. that have been running the show for hundreds of years at this point. And I wouldn't doubt it if most of them are related. They all know each other and stuff. And, you know, there's a system.
Well, deep state or not, the thing that Bad Slave said at the end of that call is true of the state. And that is that war is the health of the state.
War is the health of the state.
So whether it's whether you believe in there's a deep state or not, they still want to have the enemy. They still want to have the bad
for
guy.
Sure.
They still want to have the other that they can point to and use as an excuse to go to war, whether it's the Nazis or whoever the, mm-hmm. the bad guy at the moment happens to be.
I don't know if you're kind of like just anti-Bad Slave's call because the word deep state. I'm the one that brought it up, not Bad Slave, but I was just saying it because that's what people, that's the most common term. Like people used to always say, you mean the Illuminati? But it's just the Trump made it popular, but it's this term for a group of people, not the visible puppets, mm-hmm. but the ones that, like, who tells the media what narrative to start pushing when they all start pushing the same narrative at the same time? It's not Joe Biden.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
well, there is such a thing as fifth gen warfare. And every once in a while I get to bring that up on the show. Fifth gen warfare is basically psychological warfare. They're very good at it now. And when I say warfare, I mean a military is involved. There are definite warriors, boots on the ground, committing this. And it's heavily planned. It takes a certain skill set to be able to enact it. And they're doing it.
We got more coming up here. If you want to weigh in, the number is 603-283-6160. And the latest attack against the Free State Project. We can talk about it coming up.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.